The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you so much for listening.
On a scale from smiley face to face with the line down the middle to frowny face, how are we feeling today? My dog has fleas. My dog has fleas. I can't act like this is like the episode that I imagined it to be this morning or yesterday. Hello, my name is Rosalba Cowan, and this is season 2 of the Teeny Bopper podcast. Now, who would have thought it would be like this? I had visions and I had imaginations, but they never looked like this. I had Raven Simone prophecies. Visions. I just had a vision, and it didn't look like this. I had a vision of love, and it was all that you given to me. I say to the EDC, and they did not give me much. Because my image of Teeny Bopper podcast, World Domination season 2, because this was like, I was always imagining it as like, season 1 was like, oh, also I hesitate to call it season 2. Season 1, count them 3 episodes. 3 episodes, count them. It was approximately like not even 90 minutes long. It could not even be a teen flick. Could it even be 16 Candles, Debbie Ryan, Radio Rebel, doesn't even hit the quota. And that's my season 1. And I mean, it happened. It happened, and like a sailor in the night, it flew by without a sound. Goodbye. One listener, and she is sitting in the room. EDC did not give me much, because my vision of the podcast, and I'm devoted to that vision, true, north, strong, and free. I am devoted to the vision that I had for the podcast originally, but today I'm sitting on floor in front of green screen. What is on the background? Only I will know, but not yet. Hello, my name is Rosalba Cowan, and this is season 2 of the Teeny Bopper podcast, and it's visual. Visual is different. Visual is camera. Visual is 2 people behind the camera. Visual is the smile on my face and the freak out behind it. Freak the freak out. Because what I'm going to do now is freak the freak out. Victoria Justice, new single out October 3rd. Same day as Life of the Showgirl. I'm not okay. There's a squirrel in my brain and he is doing the cha-cha slide right now. And I like kudos to her. Like applause. Because the cha-cha slide will never die. One thing about the cha-cha slide, it will never die. One thing about Mustafa Cowan, he wants to talk about 9/11. And it's happening today. It's happening today in my mind. Today I'm sitting in front of camera ready to speak. What if you're ready to listen? What if I had something to say? Something I think about podcasts. I think about this about podcasts very often. Who deserves to have a podcast? At the moment, I'm not saying myself, if I'm being frank and honest. Because what are the requirements to have said podcast? It's not quite like, I want to be engineer, let me go to school for engineer. It's not like, I'm heart surgeon. I will do equation until I become heart surgeon. It is very much like, I have podcast equipment. I burp. I make podcast equipment. I have podcast equipment. I edit podcasts. I make podcasts. I post podcasts. I am podcaster. It's kind of like I'm artist. Okay, like who's going to say no? Like you paint picture, finger paint. This is mommy. This is mommy. This is daddy. This is sister. This is brother. And this is my dog Sparkle. Who's going to say no? You made the art piece. Yes, Picasso. Yes, Da Vinci. Because you know what you did? You're 1-2 step. And who's going to take that away from you? You have a DSLR, you take a picture, you export the picture. Hello, this is my art piece portfolio. Congratulations, you're a photographer. It doesn't really take much more than that. There's no counsel to approve or deny. And for a podcaster, there's no one saying, you shall not speak. You speak, you post, you're heard. And that's kind of the way, the shape, the truth, and the light. We live by faith, and we die by light for you. Yes or no? I wonder if I have something to say. When I was like imagining the vision of like what my first ever season 2 episode of the Teeny Bopper podcast was going to be, sitting on the floor in studio C of the RCC, like, not this. Do I have something to say today? I fear I do. My morning was quite the pickle. Like, I had a day and the day hasn't even started. Like, it's approximately like 3:30 approximate. And I feel like I went on a journey and my shoulders prove it. I feel the pain. I feel the rush addicted to your touch. Like, I'm like sitting in a room full of equipment and I'm like looking around and I'm like, 2 keynotes, 2 camera, 2 extension cable, 2 a headphone and a 6 recorder and 2 XLRs. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I have to return this, like freak the freak out. Like, like my life, like I am like, like I want to crawl on the floor. Like I want to like shimmy the cha-cha slide. I want to dance. I feel like I'm waking up and going to bed with the understanding that I think I'm like close to like either like a breakthrough or a breakdown. Either way, it's going to be an explosion, but I don't know if it's fireworks or literally like dumpster fire. And I don't even want to and or because I know that I'm not really great at positive manifestation. So, I mean, if it was up to me and the things that I think, I mean, I think I'd be crawling on the floor ear talking about 9/11. And one thing about, like, the people, they don't want to talk about 9/11. One thing about Mustafa Cowan, it seems that I really want to. I've had this thought. I always thought that, like, the way that people or the way that a person can handle things like exhaustion or weather, temperature, was all, it could be harnessed mentally. You could say, I'm not actually that tired. I'm not even actually that cold. I'm warm. I'm not that, I don't need to pee. It's Sahara Desert. Like, it's dry down there. Like, I'm not tired. I could run a mile. And I think the more that I live, the more I learn, the more I realize that the less I know. Because I can't control these things. I think I'm like, I think it was Bjork that said, like, your army squad is exhausted, something of that sort. And I never heard the word exhausted. Think about the word exhausted. Has anyone ever thought about the word exhausted? No. I never heard the word exhausted used in a term of, like, your sources have been depleted. I thought about exhausted as, like, a way of being. I am exhausted. True or false? Let's start there. I'm exhausted, but your resources have been exhausted. My energy has been exhausted. My will to thrive and survive. Drip, drop, drip, drop. There's a leak in the bucket. We need the water. Somebody needs to take a bath, and I fear it's me. I fear I stink. I fear, PU, what is going on in this day? Oh, brother, this guy stinks. Think about the word exhausted as, like, you have a jar of resources, and as your resources are used, there's less and less and less, and becomes less plentiful until you have nothing else to give. I've never thought about the word exhausted in that way, but when you think about tiredness, is like, girl, resources burning, burning, burning. Like, you're boiling the water. You keep the pot on the stove. Eventually, all the water is going to evaporate. Then what? What do you do when there's no more water on the stove? What do you drink? What do you make? Who's gonna eat the pasta? Crunch, crunch, crunch. Crunch Wrap Supreme. Taco Bell. I had my first Taco Bell this summer. I went to a lot of shows this summer. I had a lot of life past this summer. I'm so sad that I didn't have the Teeny Bopper podcast throughout the last 6 months approximate, because so much has changed. Like, Teeny Bopper podcast has made me, actually this last six months has, like, made me question, what is the Teeny Bopper podcast? What service does this pull? What even is Teeny Bopper? Because breaking news, last April, I'm actually not even a Teeny Bopper anymore. I'm like 20 years old. Like, this is like the 20-year-old podcast. Like, where's the ring to it? Like, where's the ring? Where's the ring? Where's the ring? Like, where's the ring to it? Not much, not plenty. But I think, I mean, I did live a lot of life. Like, I went to so many shows. I saw Tate McRae. I saw Gawker. I saw Lorde. I saw Sunday 1994. I did other things. I mean, I drank for the first time. I did it for the first time. I went to a club for the first time. I mean, I lived my Vida Loca for sure. Like, I have stories to tell, and I'm kind of like, it kills me. It hurts my heart that, like, Teeny Bopper was not there to sit beside me through it. It made me realize, what is the Teeny Bopper podcast to me? I thought, like, I was pondering on this. Teeny Bopper, do I earn the right to still say, hello, my name is Mustafa Cowan, and this is the Teeny Bopper podcast? And I think the concept of Teeny Bopper is more than just, like, the age. Because honestly, the moment that I turned 20, like, world stop, world over. Like, I turned 20, like, 11:59, 58 seconds, 59 seconds, boom, like, on the dot. Everyone turned 14 years old. I'm not even joking. All of a sudden, everyone was born in 2016. Everyone was 9. People couldn't name, like, an Ariana Grande song. People only know, I'm your soda pop. And put on a song, what do you want to hear, KSI? I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is not even my world anymore. This is not my world. It's not my universe. Like, I'm sitting on the bus. Like, people are coming on the bus. It's like 3:30. Everyone's like, Miss Marmon. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I literally used to be just like you. Like, this is crazy. Who am I and what am I doing here? Like, I can't even. Turning 20 was the worst thing that I ever done. I regret it every day. If I could go back, I think every day I'm, like, drifting further and further from, like, my actual true destiny of, like, what I'm supposed to be. And that is, like, 17 years old. Because I wasn't supposed to get this far. I'll be so honestly true. Like, I'm losing my Jenna marbles. I am ready to hurricane quake. My body can't even take it. Like, I can't. I literally, like, if I could, I would unzip myself from the back and, like, step into the body of, like, literally anybody else. Because my body can't even take it. Like, girl. Are you seeing the arch? These arches are ancient Rome. Like, this is, like, it's. See, this is me having nothing to say. This is me crashing out live on camera. in other news. I think in my life, I'm like reaching for like a concept, like a learned lesson, like a thesis synopsis of like where I'm at and where that indicates like a start or end of an era. Cause I do think I'm like naturally reaching an end of one moment and the start of another. And I know this is like frazzle. And I can't tell if it's just like the change of it all, like never having done a format like this, like kind of like doing a performance in like a space that's like showing this process. Cause I think here's the thing about podcasting that I'm like ready to reveal the curtain on. I've done like a lot, and I was so really invested in the first half of the Teeny Bopper podcast, those three episodes that I did. And I think I learned a lot about like what the process looks like to me, because doing a monologue podcast all by myself, it's kind of been like this exercise in kind of getting from A to B to C all by yourself. And it's not an easy mission. So kind of what I would often do in a regular episode setting, I would think of my ideas. I would have these thoughts that I would want to have. I'd really talk to myself a lot. I would trick myself into thinking I'm recording episodes. I'd record episodes on my phone, maybe 6 minutes, maybe 12 minutes. I would think, oh, I like this bit a lot. I want to talk about this. This is a great point to get to this. So that way, over the course of like 25 minutes or so, I've kind of had a narrative where I can talk for a consecutive 25 minutes without like feeling like I've said something that felt filler, that was like a bridge between And it's a kind of like top to bottom, and I could listen to it and feel like it's really good. And also the great thing about doing a podcast that wasn't a visual podcast was you should see my Pro Tools files. It was giving very much crossfade. It was giving very much crossfade. It was giving very much file number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And I'm like, I like this bit of this one. I'm going to take a little bit of this one. And let's make it sound very cohesive, cute, and fun. Let's cut it down to a clean 25 minutes. And so doing it here right now, it's like, oh my gosh, it's like performing. It's like you get up, you take the mic, and it's like 3, 2, 1, go. And you're like, airplane food. Everyone want to talk about airplane food? And one thing about airplanes is when you get an airplane, and I can't believe that they fly, because airplanes are so big and chunky and fat, and all their propellers, and there's like 60 people in airplanes, and then it gets from New York to California. And speaking about California, so many stars live in California. I love Jimmy Kimmel. Who wants to talk about the Jimmy Kimmel situation? Wasn't that really crazy? Speaking about crazy, they don't want to talk about 9/11. And there is like this thing about like in this moment I'm sitting here and I'm like, ooh, this one's staying in the Teeny Bopper vault forever. Like it's going to become like, wait, didn't you ever hear like once upon a time Mustafa Cowan sat in that room? Like that's somewhere on an SD card. In the middle of hell, like here I am sitting on the floor. The thing about podcasting, I'm ready to reveal behind the curtain. Now that I'm sitting in front of a camera, it's different. Sitting in front of a camera doing a podcast on camera, as you can or cannot imagine. Like you don't even know the life of a showgirl, babe. Like you don't. Like really and truly, well and truly, like sitting in front of a camera ready to speak, it feels like you're like trying to go from topic to topic. Like that's the art of a podcast to me. When you're doing a podcast by yourself, it's like, how do I get from point A to B to C to D in a way that is like charming, compelling, and it feels like you knew where you were going all along? Because it's like I don't want to have a podcast that's like and it's a little bit sort of kind of, I don't really know, because just like kind of in the sense that I don't know if you get what I'm saying, but because I feel like that's not really interesting to listen to. Like, I'd rather he and ha, and then you're like, whoa, like, zip, zap, zoop. Like, I want it to be zip, zap, zoop. That is my, like, vision board for the Teeny Bopper podcast. It's like, whoa, like, he just zipped, and then he zooped. Like, but how did he zip, zap, and zoop at the same time? Like, in tandem. It's hard. So what I would usually do, and this is the difference between a visual podcast and a audio recorded podcast. Like, you're seeing, do you like what you see? Let me ask the audience. On a scale from smiley face to face right down the middle to frowny face. Sorry, it's a question that I just had to ask. It's visual. So you're kind of, I can't really cut. Like the thing about how I would usually do my podcast, here's the real peek behind the curtain. I would think about kind of vaguely what's happening in my life. So for example, mental 9/11, metaphorical 9/11 in my life right now. Like, I feel like there's this friction. I feel like I'm outgrowing different things. Like, I am ready to jump off of metaphorical highs. I'm ready to run out of buildings. I'm ready to dance on tables, crawl on floors, like take my shoes off, drink milk through my sock. Like I feel like I'm like, there's this thing about like, this is kind of like a pivot, but you know, when like artistically people, young filmmakers are coming up with their first film ideas, and it's always the craziest, most dystopian comments on society. Like it's like, this one's about a girl who, everything's always about a girl who, like this one's about a girl who da 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 da. This one's about a girl who puts on a dress and then she kills her boyfriend and then she sets her car on fire. Boom. This one's about a girl who goes on a date and then she blows up the building because of society. And it's kind of like, it's kind of because it's like that huge enormity of breaking rules. It's like, you know, hello, my name is Mustafa Cowan. I live on a rock, but I mean, it's my rock. I want to say like, we live on a rock, there's no rules, but it's my rock, there's rules. Like I have to abide by, I can't act a fool. I can't knock this camera off the stand. I can't vomit on the floor just because I feel compelled to, because there's certain, like, you know, there is certain rules and regulations to abide by, but there are certain fantasies of breaking out of your mold and acting really crazy and feeling like you're not confined. Sometimes I wonder, am I envious of people that have full freedom? Like, what does the fantasy of freedom really mean to me? Because I feel like sometimes when I'm constrained by the things that hold me, things like, you know, schedules, expectations, the need for good grades, the need to show up, the need to perform in ways where it's like, you study, you do the grades, you show up, you answer the questions, you raise your hand, you have feedback. The type of absence of freedom, or the way that that kind of redacts freedom from your life, is like, it's kind of essential, I've learned to realize. I mean, I kind of have this friction point where I hate it, because I feel like when there's so much on your plate, you feel like you can't be free. And when you're too free, you feel like you wish you had something that was maintaining order in your life. And so I guess that kind of how that manifests is like, I don't know, these artistic outbursts of intention where you are like, I want to crawl on the floor and I don't want to hold the camera. I want to spit on the camera and I don't want to eat the cake and I don't want to slice it with a knife. I want to claw it with my hands and shove it in your face. Like I don't want to sit here. I want to bleed. Like, I don't want to eat my food. I want to eat my cereal and then vomit it. Like, you want to, I think when there's just this tension in your spirit, like when you have something inside your body, the artistic like urge is like, you have a bug in your system. Like you have like a gas in your body. You want to put your insides out. And I think that's kind of that artistic feeling that I'm feeling kind of like right now, where I'm like, 9/11, like I want to talk about 9/11. Like I think I want to metaphorically explode, whether it's like breakthrough or break down. I think I'm like feeling like artistically I want it to be a crash. Like in my life, I want to maintain order. In my life, I want to go home and come back to school and do my assignment and show up and perform. But I think like artistically, I'm kind of like feeling this urge to like, don't hold the camera, spit on the camera. Don't wear your shoes, walk with your bare feet. I was on the subway today, they were walking with their bare feet. Like I was listening to like back to like, what do I want to talk about in the Teeny Bop podcast today? And these children were sitting on, oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how many times I got on the subway and almost like hurled. Like in the last like week, like it's really different. Like yes, last week and today, they're not the same. I'm warning you, like truly. But yeah, like artistically, I'm, I don't know. I guess I'm reaching a point where I'm like, let's vomit. Let's bleed. Let's spit. Let's hack. Let's cut. Let's jump. Let's just do those. Let's just do those artistic things. I mean, like, here I am. So I think like with this tension that I'm feeling in my life of like, I don't know, finding the balance between order and I guess chaos, or it's not even about order and chaos. It's about freedom and autonomy, where that kind of line ends. Cause I guess it's about freedom and order. It's about, I guess, things in your life that are meant to keep you on track in a sort of direction, and also the kind of whim that you crave in terms of like being a person. Like you want something that's moving you towards. I have a semester. In your semester, you have 6 classes. These 6 classes brings you to a goal of like what? 30 credits. 30 credits helps you graduate. Now you have a diploma. You have a diploma, you get a job. That's a great order to have. I have this many classes today. I show up to this class. I have this class of like what? From 4 to 6, I have class, which means I have a meeting with you, I'll do it before this time. And if it's virtual, I'll fit you in this time. And if I'm getting groceries, I'll have to do it between this window and this window because the store closes then. If I go home now, I'll have to do my schoolwork before I go to bed. And if I go to bed this time, that means I'll have to wake up by this time to get to school by this time. That's like the order. The freedom is kind of that urge and kind of, I guess, inclination, desire, compulsion that I think I'm feeling right now to like metaphorically throw it on the wall so that in my real life, there's no consequences. And I think that's kind of the thing about artists. I feel like the artists feel that friction and they desire to amplify it. They feel sadness and they want to times two, you know, because I guess that's the manifestation of make it twice bigger for the camera. I'm sad for you. Like, what does sadness look like? If I'm sad, how do I indicate that for you? If I'm crazy, how do I indicate that to you? If I'm like, I don't know, like it's, I guess I am feeling that urge to metaphorically vomit, let it go. I think it's like, Doja Cat described it as like, I have a bug, or she kind of described it as a fart. Her fans were like, you can't even just like your albums. And she was like, Scarlett was a fart. But I think of it in the sense that like, right now, my name is Safa Cowan and I want to talk about 9/11. My insides, I want to put them outside. Like, I think I'm like, don't eat the cake, throw the cake. Like, claws in the cake, I don't want to eat it with a fork. I want to toss it at the fucking wall. I don't want to look at the camera. I want to spit on the camera. I don't want to eat my food. I want to put it in my mouth and then vomit it out. So I guess, I don't know. I don't know if that really makes sense in the way that I hoped it would. I just know that this day is not really looking like what I wanted it to look like when I opened my eyes this morning. It's just a point of friction. I think I'm in a point of friction. I'm ready for metamorphosis. I don't know. I think I'm realizing the things that I thought were like temporary walls, I guess. I guess I'm realizing that those things might become who I am. And I think now that I'm like reaching 20, it's like, is this like a bad era or is this who I am? I want to talk about Life of a Showgirl.
The Life of a Showgirl, babe.
What if I said what I said? Now here's the real question. Is this gonna sit in my vault or is this gonna be seen and heard? Hi, my name is Safa Cowan, and I got something to say. Hello, honey booby, it's your time to shine. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Hypothetically. Hey, it's Cosmo's moon. I had to get up on account of the baby. He's a regular midnight fisherman. Let me open up my diary and see if I have anything to say. Pick a day, any day. Let's flip through. Let's see what my life is and what it'll become. I'm gonna pick a short one. June 15th, 2025, 2:20 a.m. First time shaving my chest. Motorcycle drivers taunt me. I'm a green M&M. So welcome to my TED Talk. I think this was like my visual embodiment of the vomit on the floor. Like, hello, my name is Mustafa Cowan, starring in the role of vomit on the floor. Like, this is like my cake on the wall. This is my piss on the floor. This is my camera off the tripod. Like, let's get crazy now. Forever.